It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Clexton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Clarkson. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, Atmore Dragway, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed. Get your butt to Ed's.
Yep, that's good, Charlie. We got 4th of July coming up this week.
Woo!
People apparently are all going out of town because I think we changed the oil and everything in Mobile right now.
Everything's getting roadworthy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been one of those weeks, but that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, that's what we're there for.
That's what that's what it's all about. I need to get my Lincoln out. Y'all change oil in Lincolns?
It don't matter what it is. We'll change oil in it.
Okay.
It's all good.
There you go. But, okay.
Let's see, we got Atmore Dragway. They are racing, it looks like Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
They got the Friday street drags, test and tune and shootout. Gates open at 6, hot track at 7. Saturday, they got the Super Pro Street ET, Bike ET, Dragster, Junior Dragster Racing League, points finals.
Woo.
So the gates Woo. Open at 3, junior time trials at 4. ET trials at 6. Eliminations to follow.
That would be awesome. You got those junior dragsters. Let's get those youngsters out there with those. I think they still run a one-cylinder motor.
Oh, yeah. They're still running the old flathead, Briggs-style type motors.
But, style.
There ain't no flathead Briggs, okay?
No.
It's making way more power than what that.
Oh yeah, when you take a one long 5-horsepower Briggs and it's turning out 38, 40 horsepower or 50.
Right.
You're going like, what all y'all do?
That's right.
You only got one piston, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
What kind of nitro are you putting in there?
And that's a big part of it too.
Burning
through there.
But, yeah. What are you burning in that thing?
But then on Sunday they have their Grudge Cash Sunday. I have a hard time saying that every time I do it, but it's a test and tune. Gates open at 4. Hot track at 5.
Oh yeah, that's some good racing on Sunday. Now you can see some good Grudge racing. Heads up stuff.
Yep. Yeah,
not many spots in that. It's most of the time it's heads up.
Yeah, it'll be some good racing.
And it's run what you brung. Hope you brung enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're running against whoever you happen to line up against, or
right.
whoever you want.
Whoever you got a grudge match against.
The challenge.
Yeah, whoever challenged you.
Right, and hope yours is better than his.
Yep. If not, you're going to be a little bit lighter when you get down at the end of the track.
Exactly.
And your pocketbook.
Yeah. But I know a lot of people are getting ready to travel over this week and this coming weekend. Want everybody to be careful out there. But, always remember, and that's kind of what we're doing right now is, changing oil in all these cars and checking them out for the road. And that's, it's not just changing oil. It's all the other checks you do.
What do y'all consider? What is the going service check now when you do an oil change and tire rotation or whatever? Where?
It's a fairly lengthy checklist that we go over. Of course, you're checking the engine air filter, cabin air filters. You're checking the suspension, brakes, tires. You're looking at the belts, the hoses.
It's a severe safety check.
Yeah, you're going over. You're checking for fluid leaks, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Of course, you're changing the oil. You're rotating the tires. So you've got the tires off, so you can look at the brakes while you're there. Is it a foolproof that you're gonna, never have a problem after you change oil and get the safety check done? No, but you're gonna hit the points that are sneaking up on you that you don't really know about.
You know, one of the biggest things, number one, if you're doing your maintenance like that by changing your oil and rotating your tires, then you're just doing regular maintenance that needs to be done on a vehicle to make it last. But the other factor is that while you're doing that, you do this 40, 50, 60-point safety check, whatever it may be. I don't know what yours is.
Yeah, I've never counted them. But yeah.
I've seen them from 25 to 45 or 55 points right. that they check and they actually check off. But it's just if there's something obvious there that could cause you to have a problem, mm-hmm. then in most occasions it's going to be found then.
Yeah, I mean, you have your electrical problems or, you know, something may break going down the road, you know, but as far as, you know, leaks that just spring out of nowhere or, you know, brakes that wear out overnight don't happen, you know, tires, you know, the condition and wear
that,
on the tires.
Things that are happening to the car, it's underneath the car, can be seen from underneath the car mm-hmm. and or from underneath the hood.
Right.
Then you're going to have an occasion to see that, you know, and the guy's looking for that specifically. So he's probably going to save you, you know, a lot of time or breakdown on the road. And you know, where are you going to get somebody to service your vehicle mm-hmm. on the road on a holiday?
Well, you know, and that's the biggest issue is you get out there on the interstate, you're traveling through, you're in an unfamiliar area. And even if you have a car that's under warranty and you take it to the dealer, you know, they probably already loaded up with work to be done.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to be staying overnight somewhere probably that you're not wasn't planning on staying.
Well, you know, the cost on the vehicle is one thing because you're not going to your normal people that you know, the ones that you see on mm-hmm. a monthly basis or on your services as they're required and as you perform them. But, you know, here you go. Like you say, you're getting in line because they're mm-hmm. not going to put you in front of somebody.
Right.
So then you start talking about motel bills and you start mm-hmm. talking about, you know, entertainment of something if it happens to be a family with kids.
Rental cars
and or buying meals and all that stuff that you weren't planning on buying. I mean, you could burn $1,000 or so. Not even talking about what it's going to cost you to get your vehicle fixed.
Right.
It just pays you to have these things done, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Always better to, you know, prepare, have your car ready before you hit the road.
Well, it's been running good for the last 10 months, you know. I hadn't had a bit of problems out of it, you know. It went down on me when I got on the road.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm sure we've all seen on the side of the road all these tire carcasses sitting there, you know, where they're blowing out.
I saw some today. And thank goodness I was in front of the big wreck that they had over there going west on 10 because I went over to mm-hmm. Pensacola and saw my son, Tony.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tony, you went to school mm-hmm. with him.
Oh, yeah.
But then I worked with him around for a while. But and I come home, and I didn't have any problem with it in the traffic over there. I was about to get run over because I was running 70.
Right.
I was thinking about something.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, my foot didn't get real heavy.
Right, right.
And then next thing I know, they're going. Foo, foo, foo. I'm going like, what? Am I? Did I get on a racetrack or something? You know?
If you're doing 70, you're not supposed to be in the hammer lane, are you?
No, man, well, you know,
and get run over.
Well, you know, you ain't supposed to be there anyway,
unless you're passing somebody.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was fixing to say. And I noticed a couple of guys today that were getting some very irritating. Running up and darting at them and what have you. I'm going like, what are these guys doing? And then, I see this pickup truck, and he's riding along there smoking on his old cigar and all, you know.
Yep.
And he's running about 65 in the fast lane, mm-hmm. and everybody's having to run up behind him and, you know, blowing the horn and all. And I think I saw something about your number one a couple of times.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I try not to pay attention to that.
Some people count in low numbers.
But they do, you know, like one.
Yeah.
And another one.
Well, they're just waving. They just don't use all their
fingers.
They're
tired. They just use one
finger
to wave with.
Wave.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I always wondered what that was.
I had occasion here a couple weeks ago that was on interstate between the McDonald Road and the Grand Bay exit. And we're clipping along there, 75, close to 80 probably, you know, and a little line of cars. And then all of a sudden, we had to lock down the brakes.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, you don't see anything, really. I mean, there's nothing there.
No.
But, I mean, I'm 10 cars back, you know, from whatever's going on. And it comes to almost a halt. And then we're going, you know, 20 mile an hour, then 30, 40. And we get up to about 45, and we're cruising along. And everybody kind of works around it. We come up on one guy that's in the left-hand lane running about 50 mile an hour, just cruising along,
man.
You know, about to cause a major pileup.
It's kind of like, where's the damn police when you need them, you know?
there's a reason there's a law for against that.
Yeah, big law for people like that.
Sound like we want to take a break and let you hear from our fine sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
You know my starter won't start this morning. You know my motor won't even turn. You know my starter won't start this morning. You know my motor won't even turn. You know I've been running with a fast class of women. You know they called my little car to run.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that
fatally. And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But we were talking about maintenance and tires blowing out and all this kind of stuff, you know, and you know, it's not the time of year where you have problems with the tires getting low because of temperature and all that, but if you go 6 months between services, which is not that uncommon, it's going to lose some pressure in the tires. Sure. You know, sure. So, you know, before you hit the road, get someone to check tires, get someone to check fluid levels, you know. It doesn't hurt to pick it up, you know, and look at it, even if it's not due for a while.
Oh, I know. And my daughter called me yesterday morning and said, you know, well, it was about noon. She said, what are you doing? I said, nothing. I said, what's the old man supposed to be doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, why don't you come drive my new vet? And I said, we'll go up to Wind Creek and play for a while. I said, okay, come on. Mm-hmm. I hadn't drove a vet in a long time.
Mm-hmm. This was a new one?
Well, it's a
17, I think, or 18.
No, it's a 18.
Wow, that's new enough.
Yeah, you saw it one time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll start with, you got to lay down and roll in those things, you know? I mean, it's, that car is not designed for an old codger like me.
Well, your backside's only about four inches off the pavement.
Yeah. Well, my backside doesn't work as well enough now to get in and out of the car.
I hear you.
But I enjoyed it going in, you know. But where I was going with that is going up there, no problems. I drove it. It was a neat ride.
Mm-hmm.
She said, kick it one time. We were up on the interstate up there. I was running about 65, and I kicked it and run up to like 85 after I got my head off of the back seat.
Right.
Yeah. That thing is unbelievable.
They're a sports car, no doubt.
But I'm still getting to my story, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And I was getting ready to come back, and I told her, I said, well, why don't you go ahead and drive? Let me just ride, you know, let the old man ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she got over there. She's had Corvettes for the last 15, 20 years. So, you know, she's
some kind of hot rod.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's buzzing along there. And all of a sudden pops up on the darn dash, tire pressure, right front tire pressure, 24 pounds.
Hmm.
I said, we picked up a nail somewhere.
Yep.
And so I said, well, let's keep going. There's no service stations or nothing through here. She said, oh, I got an air pump.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run get a flat tire and ruin a tire and a rim on this vet.
Right.
So it changed to, we got all the way to Mobile coming up Cottage Hill Road, and it dropped to 23. So, so undoubtedly we picked up a nail or something somewhere up through there. But those tires, are they cheap? I don't think so.
Oh yeah, they're
cheap for who?
Yeah, they give them things away. Yeah, but
I think they're, what are they, Michelin tires?
And it depends on which ones are on it, but it may very well be Michelin's on it. But the thing we have to be careful with on that kind of car is those are performance tires, and you can patch it, but when you patch it, you've just lowered the speed rating on that tire.
Really? Yeah.
And, you know, your daughter's not one of the ones that's going to be out there running 140-150 miles an hour with it.
No.
She'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, yeah, if it's in a repairable part of the tire, then I'd be okay with patching it as long as it's done properly.
Well, you can't be much into the sidewall because they don't have much sidewalls to start with.
You know, they don't have a sidewall, that's for sure.
But you would, you know, and she said, well, I think I'll try to get it plugged. I said, no, baby, you don't want to plug this tire.
Mm-mm. No, it needs to be patched.
It's got to be patched.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the big thing is a good proper patch job on it, and it's fine, you know, but you don't want to take a patch tire and go out there and get crazy with it.
Kevin, you said
high speed.
Yeah, you know, because those are and hers is not the high speed rated stuff, but it's still probably rated for 130 mile an hour plus. You know,
not with me.
If not a little higher, and she's not going to get out there and run that with it. You know, so
thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, you mentioned a term that I hadn't thought about before when you said repairable part of the tire.
Right.
What part of the tire is not repairable?
Well, you know.
With a patch, I mean.
If you look at the tread surface of the tire, well, anything on the sidewall is done, okay? Anything in the center part of the tread of the tire is good. If you have grooves run through, anyone from the last major groove on either side, from there inboard is good. Anywhere from there outboard, you can't patch. Because the problem you get into is once you start getting out further than that, you get into the curved part of the inner side of the tire,
right?
And that patch flexes too much and it won't hold.
And so, the same on the sidewall,
right? And the sidewall just takes too much of a beating, you know, for that.
So, the sidewall actually acts like a spring now in these cars,
mm-hmm.
And the thickness, and that's why sometimes you get a different ride when you change brands of tires because the design of the sidewall of the tire itself. Give you a different ride because of the strength in the sidewall. You know what? I've got a buddy that's just retired from Bridgestone,
mm-hmm.
and I want to get him to call in one night and let's talk about tires.
Yeah, I'm good with
that. He is an expert on them. He was with them for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome gentleman. Plays a lot of golf now.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
If you like golf.
Well, as soon as those little golfs, or whatever they call them, golfs, mm-hmm. golfets or golfettes or whatever, as soon as they get those little legs on them,
right.
I can throw it on the ground and he could run off out there and then I could hit him with a stick, that'd be all right.
That's right.
If he just lays there and don't move and I'm still going to hit him with that stick.
Make it a fair fight anyway.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's fair, you know?
That's right.
Let me run anyway.
They need to design one that'll run and dive into the cup.
Please call about a car.
Yeah.
And let's quit talking about the little.
That's what we're here for.
The little legs on the golfets.
Hey, Kevin, in a related area, and we've been members of, and I'm not promoting them at all, but we've been members of AAA for a long time.
Right.
Don't the car manufacturers also have a road protection program that you can buy into when you get a new car?
Well, a lot of them do, and you know, like General Motors, when you buy a car and it's under the factory, you know, warranty, you already have a roadside, basically.
That's in the warranty.
It's part of the warranty when you bought the car. You know, it's GM roadside, and basically you pick up the phone and you call them, and they'll come out there and take care of you.
Who does that?
There are several companies in town that do it.
They're contracted.
They contract.
They're subcontractors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you call GM and GM sends a wrecker out, and it may be
okay.
You know, we don't know who it's going to be, but you know, most of the time there's one of the major companies that's here in town. Yeah. So
it's going to be somebody reliable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're going to come get you, and it's going to be a good service. Yeah. Just like any calling a record anytime, though, it not only does it seem like it takes forever, sometimes it takes a long time to get them out there. Depends on how busy they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and also how far away you are.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and how far they had to come from. You know, it's those records are expensive, and, you know, they can't just buy a bunch of extra ones and let them around waiting on someone to call, you know.
Nope.
So. They got to keep those things rolling. They don't shut off much.
If they don't roll 14, 16 an hour a day, then they can't pay for themselves.
Right, you know? Right. So, you know, it's not even the cost of the truck. It's you got to pay a driver, you got to pay insurance, fuel, upkeep.
All the above, yeah. You know, and it's just it's a big cost, and your driver can't work 24/7, you know.
No, they try to. Yeah. Hopefully they do a better job than they did at the racetrack Saturday night.
We had
one of our major companies here in town. I won't name names, but
you want to?
I want to, because I had to sit there and watch him for an hour trying to get this thing out of the mud.
So, he wants to talk about him.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sitting there. You know, the one neat thing about having a wrecker with a wheel lift on the back of it. Yeah. Is if you get stuck in the mud, you've got this big wheel lift thing that you can put on the ground and push yourself out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently no one ever told him that could be done that way. I'm sitting there watching, is like, you know, I could get that thing out in about 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah. No, they hooked a cable up to a light pole and drug him further up in the grass where he thought he was getting something a little firmer.
And it was softer probably.
Well, it didn't help much. He was just that much further away from asphalt at that point.
Oh, my Lord. So.
Well, Kevin, I got to tell you, our beeper button does not work over here, so be careful.
No, I mean, it was okay, though. I mean, it's our driver was sitting there getting a little hot on for straight away and wanted to know if he needed to take his helmet off. And I said, no, I'm going to get him right out. Well, an hour later.
That doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, not really. It's, you know, they're usually pretty quick about getting that stuff and getting them gone.
But, they're usually pretty proficient with that, you know, and getting that stuff handled. But sometimes you get a yahoo under certain circumstances and he's lost.
Yeah, maybe he hadn't done that very often or whatever.
A regular wrecker driver. It was probably one of the guys from the office and just used the wrecker to come down and get so that he could get in for free and figured he wasn't going to have to pull any cars.
Yeah, he probably drew the short straw, if I had to guess. But
hey, as we go into break, it isn't too often we get to debut a new bump song, but I'm just kind of curious what you all think about this one.
Bring it on.
All right.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. Any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Somebody needs to send us a text or give us a call just to make sure we're on the air, because I see where we've had some on-air problems here recently.
Yeah, I was wondering if he's on the air or not.
Yeah, that would probably be a good thing to check.
But I have a theory, though, that with July 4th coming Thursday, a lot of people had the opportunity to say, well, I'm going to be off Thursday and Friday, so let's take the whole week and take the kids and go to Disney World or something.
Yeah, I've been to Disney World this time of year. They can have it.
Amen to that. Well, I don't want to do all that walking.
No, you know, it's a nice trip, and it's fun to go down there, but...
Last time I went, I wound up in a treehouse. I don't know how that happened.
Say what did what, Charlie?
It was a treehouse. I promise you, there's a trail that goes up through this giant treehouse. Yeah, it was kind of cool. But
Charlie, you
back,
sure you wasn't outside the Disney World?
Of the park? No, yeah. we were in the park. Coming down off that tree is the tricky part.
I bet. Because
you don't want to come down too fast.
Well, you can come down really quick if you want to.
If you know what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
You can take the express route if you want to, but it's probably not advisable. But
Yeah, the phone's working.
The phone does work?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's I'm sure everybody's out there traveling or getting ready to, or, you know, maybe they're just sitting home and listening tonight. So
let me ask you a question. I see all this big fancy commercials on now about the Chevrolet pickup trucks, and they got a 110 plug in the, I believe you said 120 plug in the back.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, do you know what the difference of 110 or 120 is?
10.
10? Oh, 10.
You had to ask it.
That was a math question, right? So.
Yeah, this is a quiz.
But, you know, yeah. I wondered what the difference is with 10 volts, you know.
We grade on the curve.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think technically what you're supposed to have is 120 on your outlets there anyway. But it's, you know, they're geared up towards, you know, some light electrical stuff. I mean, you don't want to be running a big skill saw through a bunch of stuff, I don't think.
What is that, an inverter in the truck or
something? It's got a built-in inverter in the truck that converts it to the AC power.
Is that a separate unit or is that built into the alternator?
No, it's separate from the alternator. It is.
So it's just a wired-in unit like anybody could put an inverter on their vehicle?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can, you know, they sell inverters that you can put on a vehicle. It's just nice to have. A lot of people have these electric coolers,
right,
you know, for drinks or whatever. And if it's in the back of the truck, usually you don't have any way to plug it up and keep it cool. But this way you can. You can plug it in.
Oh, there you go.
In the bed of the truck.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, well, you could keep a lot of beer cool back there, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's nothing like, you know, ice and water to keep a beer cool.
But, okay.
But, you know, that's all right. We got a caller online. Caller, are you with us?
Hi.
Hey. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, I had a question. I have an issue going on with my truck, and I thought maybe I ought to bring you guys here about it. Sound
okay.
Good?
Yeah. Come on.
All right. So I got a Ford Expedition 97, and when I rev my engine, my AC goes to defrost. I've been told it's a vacuum line, but I have no idea how to find where the vacuum line might be leaked. You guys got any ideas on that?
Well, you know, you're going to have to, you're going to have to start chasing down some vacuum leaks. It's really hard to say if, you know, it may be vacuum to the check valve, you know, because what they have is they have a vacuum reservoir and a check valve in the vacuum line. And sometimes what will happen is that check valve will go bad. So every time you mash the gas, it'll pull the vacuum away from the AC system. Or if you have a vacuum leak, it's just barely enough to keep everything up. And it'll, you know, when you mash the gas and it's not producing any more vacuum, it'll go away. Now, your vacuum line is going to be a major port coming off of the intake, going back towards the firewall or the, I believe it's towards the passenger side fender well. The easiest way to trace it would be to look around the AC case and lines that are on the passenger side, and you'll see this small, hard plastic, line coming out through the firewall, probably with the wiring harness. And just follow it back towards the motor, and you'll find your, because that's going to be your vacuum line. Yeah, sometimes it's easier to trace it from that side than it is, you know, from the motor itself.
But
just have to look.
Thank you.
Have to start tracing down. Unfortunately, there's no, you know, set spot that is bad every time. So just got to kind of look for that one.
I figured it would be a little bit of a rabbit chase, but I figured I'd ask to see if there was any like quick way or little trick to it, you know.
Yeah, no, not there's not tricks for everything, unfortunately. I wish there was. Yeah, make my job a lot easier.
<Don't we>
all right, well, I appreciate you listening and appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
The gentleman is talking about that, but how much are you seeing these days with like squirrels or rats getting under the hood and eating the insulation off?
This time of year, we don't have a lot of problem with it. That's usually a winter thing. It starts turning cold. They start looking for warm spots to you know, build nests and that. And, you know, all these motors nowadays have some kind of noise baffling, you know, pretty cover over the top of the motor usually. And those are perfect spots for them to get up under and start chewing on the insulation. And while they're there, they'll chew on wires and that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do.
No.
And I haven't really found anything that works really well about getting rid of them either.
I never have it. I could recall back even 30, 40 years ago with, in the shops, we'd always have problems with it, and mostly with rats. Mm-hmm. If a vehicle set up, you know, for a month or so,
mm-hmm.
Maybe even in a garage, you know, in a closed place,
right?
And it was a nice place for them to go and get and build a little nest, and or also that they would eat the insulation off the wires.
Yep, or just chew through them. But yep. You know, we see it quite a bit during the cold weather months, but during the summer months, they don't tend to do it that bad.
Don't have a lot of that problem.
But it's and I think we see more of a squirrel problem here in this area than anything else. You know, you can always get rodents of any kind, you know, especially if like my house, when my neighbor was clearing his yard, I had the itty bitty field mice, you know, that I'd start having issues with from time to time, but it was once everything got cleared, I had no more problems, you know,
okay.
But, you know, it's, you know, most of the time I just had a lady, and I say, you know, we were talking about being more of a cold weather thing. We did have a lady just a few weeks ago that had some issues with that and hadn't really heard anything yet, but you could see that they had been there and were causing issues. And this lady, you know, she literally drives her car, you know, a couple miles a week. I mean, this is
at least.
Yeah, it's a couple-year-old car, and I think it's got like 2,000 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very, very little. And said, well, I just run it out to the mailbox and back, and that's about it. You know? So and every once in a while to the grocery store.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be nice not to do that and have to do that and be, say, occupied around your house that much?
Oh, yeah. But she's
– go stalk raving nuts.
Yeah. She lives where, you know, they have a bunch of pecan trees.
Okay. She's got squirrel problems.
She got squirrel problems there doing that for sure. But
hey, my brain is still stuck on something you guys were talking about 10 minutes ago.
You still got one, Charlie?
Yeah, but, well, two gray cells are still sort of working, limping
they're
along.
They're shorted out, probably.
But I thought of a great reason why you'd want to get one of those trucks with a 120-volt inverter on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're 2 months away. You reckon that it would run a flat-screen TV and a satellite box.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a tripod and a little dish,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's
you could
why
go
they,
to a tailgate party and be the hit.
That's why they call it tailgating.
Charlie,
I mean, it's,
Charlie, you're too old for that, Charlie.
Oh, no, I'm not. You're never too old for that.
You just
need to have some kids with you to set it all up.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. In other words, you're not physically able to do all that.
I can handle watching the TV.
Well, the problem is he's got to get someone to set the remote up for him.
They put those inverter plugs on there.
You got to take a 10-year-old with you to do
that's
the remote.
It. Hey, I got a 9-year-old grandson. He can handle it.
There you go. He can handle it.
He's strong as me anyhow.
Yeah.
But I can see where, you know, you might be where you want to set up and do a little camping and you'd have some lights or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking about Charlie, you know, here he is at his age wanting to go camping with his truck. Parking out there, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the side of the creek. Well,
I could deal with the
a little fishing trip. I can handle that.
Yeah. I could deal with the whole, you know, tailgating thing. But as far as camping... doing it in my truck, I'm not doing it right.
I want to get one of those fishing guns where you don't have to cast it. You just pull it,
shoot
trigger.
It out. Yeah,
yeah, and the bait goes all the way to the other side of the lake.
Yeah.
Of course, then you got to reel it all the way back.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, we had a cure for that. You know, we were out in some deep water here, you know, couple weeks ago. And,
yeah, that's when the boat broke down.
Yeah, when the boat broke down.
That's when you go to the fish market.
I bet you he was glad to have the car doctor with you.
I'll bet.
But yeah, we're out there. We're 1,800 foot deep. So, but yeah, we're using electric reels. And, I mean, there wasn't none of this cranking that thing.
Electric reels.
Oh yeah. Well, we got like
butts.
Well, it used to like have 5 pounds worth of weight on it, and then if you hook something to it,
five pounds of weight.
Yeah.
Well, y'all fishing in 1,000-foot water?
1,800-foot water.
So what was wrong? What happened?
Yeah, okay, I'll go with the electric wheels.
What happened to the motor? In 30 seconds or less.
Well, it was one of those deals where the generator run hot and shut off and killed the batteries. And but we got everything back up and going, and it just got a little interesting for a little while, about 2 o'clock in the morning.
How far offshore were you?
About 60-ish miles.
Any thunderstorms lighting up the horizon or anything?
No.
That's the time to get nervous.
I've been there, too.
How big is that boat?
35 feet. So it's a.
It ain't very big to be that far offshore.
Oh, that's fine. Been out further than that in something smaller. So.
I was just thinking, you know, because we were out about 14, 16, in that 25 footer. So.
Oh, there you go. Yep. All right. Sound like we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
One day in, the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the guarded gate. There's not much time.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The Doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call 343-0106 or send us a text to that same number, 343-0106. But I guess if no one's going to call, we'll talk a little bit about UJ Chevrolet.
Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Well, even if they were filling up the phone lines, we need to talk about UJ.
Maybe they don't want me to talk about UJ because someone just called in. Let's see what they got to say.
Time that well.
All right.
Go ahead. Call you, Willis. On the air.
Hello?
Yes, I got you. What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I lost mine. The bell, and then when the bell broke, when the adjunction clutch froze up, it broke the bell, and also broke the one of the tension pulley on a 2003 Ford F-150.
Right, right. Yeah, that's fairly common. I mean, AC compressor can lock up, you know, and this is the time it's getting run, so if it's going to give up, this is probably the time it's going to happen. But the one that happens and it's still on, it's just going to slip that belt and burn it up and kick it off, and can damage the tensioner itself.
Well, I got a friend of mine got down there that we went. It broke it. It was just the one that got to, it got two pulleys on the same bracket.
Right. Right. Yeah, and you just got to get in there and replace the parts and get it back going. Even if you don't, try and run the air conditioner, you got to have something for the belt to run around. So it's got to be there with the pulley that's turning freely, for it to run properly. You know, that's really the only downside to having a serpentine belt system on a vehicle is, you know, all the pulleys that are supposed to be there need to be there. Yeah. For it to work.
I got a Ford van that had that fire pump on, and I deleted the fire pump and just bypassed everything.
Yeah, yeah. And some of them you can, you know, like the air conditioner would be an option, and all they did was just put a different belt on it and a little shorter belt, and you could route around where it wasn't running through over the air compressor. And worked fine, but not all of them were set up that way. Some of them were a totally different setup if it didn't have air. So, but let's say it just depends on whether you need your air or not.
I gotta have the air.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you. I gotta have mine. It's too hot in Mobile, Alabama, for not having air conditioner. I guarantee you.
So I got a friend of mine that's helping me since I'm on my own. I got her the job. And I can't be doing nothing.
Yeah.
He put coming in. What you got to take the the radio. Well, I figure I got to take you. We got to take the radiator out to get down to that bracket. Take everything off when we can get down there to it.
Yeah. And you should be able to do the AC compressor without having to pull the air conditioner, but I mean the radiator. But it would help. I mean, it gives you way more room for sure.
But you got to pull all that to get down to that bracket it broke.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not easy. If it was, everybody'd be doing it. But they some of that stuff can get pretty labor intensive for sure.
I keep up all of my vehicles myself.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's good. That's good. Never hurts to get out there and work a little bit. Yeah. Definitely save you a little money.
If I run into trouble, I got I live in Grand Bay. I got a mechanic down the road, Rick's Garage. He helps me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got another mechanic that helps me out if I can't get it fixed.
Right. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you calling in. We got another caller calling for us, but I appreciate it. I hope you get it straightened out.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. But caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
What can we do for you?
I got a 2016 Ford 150 pickup.
Yeah.
And it does not have any side steps on it.
Yep.
And those things are pretty expensive.
They're not cheap, that's for sure.
And but I was going to ask you if you have any idea approximately how much it would cost me for the labor to have them put on.
It varies, but you're probably looking, somewhere close to $100 labor. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The steps can be. I think I lost my headphones. Charlie just tripped over them.
The steps cost about $500.
Yeah, the steps themselves they're somewhere around $500 for a set of steps. So it's not cheap by any means, but they're not that terrible to put on most of the time. If you're a little handy with some tools, you could put them on yourself. They're not that bad.
I used to do all my work on my vehicles, but the good Lord done let me turn over 84 years old now, and I fell March 21st and 2018, and I broke a hip, and I'm still going on crutches.
Yeah, you don't need to be crawling around under one, that's for sure. But
you reckon I could get a set of used ones like out under that pull apart?
It's possible. Most of those things go pretty quick if they're in any decent shape. Now, like a pull apart place will not have anything for a 2016 model. They're 10 years old or older before they ever hit one of those kind of places. Now you could probably try like a Councilman's or someone like that deals with newer vehicles, and they may can find you a set.
I called Councilman's. It's been probably a year ago.
Yeah,
and they wanted $500 for a set of used ones. And I told him, I said, well, the Dickens, I can get a set of new ones for that. And that's the way that went.
Yeah.
Thank you anyway. God bless.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. But you may want to try someone like we deal with Camper City quite a bit on that kind of stuff. If you want to try them, I'm sure they could probably hook you up. But anyway, it'd be worth a shot. Yeah. And these trucks
Thank
nowadays.
You, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. These trucks nowadays, they're so hot and tall that you almost have to have them.
Well, if this gentleman's on crutches and he's hurt that hip, then he's going to have trouble getting in his vehicle anyway.
I mean, I'm not a short guy, but, I got to have steps to get in and out of mine.
Oh, I totally understand. Yeah.
By the way, is that your ear laying out there in the lobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Sorry about that, but there was a sort of a pending emergency out there in the hallway, and I didn't mean to snag your headphone cable.
Yeah, I had to search mine, and it's still a little iffy at the moment, but it is working. So, but it's all right. It's all good. But
I know. You got great deals on trucks and cars at UJ.
We do. We have a really good selection. We have a bunch of SUVs there. The new Blazer. We have quite a few of those in stock. The Traverse, Equinoxes. You know, there's still, of course, the Tahoes and the Suburbans and the pickups and that.
Good trade.
So we got, we got a good selection on the used car side too. They're steadily getting ready, put on the front line and ready to sell. Got a really nice selection and some really good pieces out there. But you know, I know I don't have the specifics with me, but I know they have a sale coming up for the 4th of July. So everything will be. Yeah, they'll be ready to move some vehicles, I guarantee you. So, you know, I suggest you come out and see what UJ has to offer. And you'll be dealing with a family-owned local company that's been there for, I don't know how many years now, since 1940. Amen. So,
yep. Stand behind the product and the service.
Going to stand behind and take care of the people that take care of us.
Yeah, there you go.
You buy from us, we'll definitely do our best to take care of you.
And we appreciate it. We'd like to have everyone to remember the need to take care of themselves over this next holiday week we've got coming on here, and especially this weekend, so be careful out there. The one that's meeting you might be crazy or might be half drunk or whatever, so really be careful. And for all of you first responders and our veterans, a big hoorah.
Big wheels rolling, got to keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Kix and Ronnie make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got